Guys, what's up? I'm Z.
I'm Jay.
And this is our podcast, Stressed Out. We know Halloween just passed, so we're here with a spooky episode.
This is true. But not very spooky. Our Halloweens are pretty lame.
Yeah.
Yours was actually more fun than mine.
Mine was semi-fun. But anyways, we just wanted to tell you guys to get out the vote, because even though it's not a presidential election, or I don't know if you're not even in the United States, but voting is important, and being part of, like, you know, your civil citizen duties, whatever, is important.
Yeah, get out, vote for the midterms. I've already early voted. Early voting ends November 2nd, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody should go vote. I voted the first day.
I'm voting tomorrow.
Yes, but election day is November 6th. Midterms are important.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yeah, so let's get into our Halloween stories.
Yes. Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay, so, well, let's put this in perspective first. We're both Muslim, so we don't participate in drinking or smoking or any of that.
Some Muslims do.
Some Muslims do, and that's okay. Fine. It's fine for them. It's their personal thing. Whoever wants to do whatever they want to do, we don't care. But that's our personal thing. What about you?
My personal thing is also none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I have friends who also, none of them do that except, like, I think one of them do. None of them smoke, drink, or anything like that. But my friend's brother does do all that stuff. So I was, for my Halloween, I was invited just to hang out at my friend's house. And she said her little brother was also going to have his friends over. I was like, okay, whatever, that's fine. And then it was like this whole thing, and then my mom was saying, no, you can't go. And then she was saying, okay, you can go. But how are you gonna get there? They live kind of far away from us. So my other friend was like, I'm in your area right now. I can come pick you up. I was like, okay, bet, let's do it. Come pick me up. Even though it was like 3 hours, 4 hours until the party, I was just gonna hang out with her. And then I'm getting ready, and she's in my room, and I hang out, and I look at her, I'm like, because when she was texting me, she's like, oh, are you going to blah blah's kickback? And I'm like, so I looked at my friend, and I'm like, is this going to have, like, haram stuff?
Yeah, because basically kickbacks mean it's a small group of people, and you just get drunk and smoke weed.
Yeah, and I've been invited to these things before, like, people have mentioned them to me, and I remember gone because I don't feel comfortable around all that stuff. Like, I don't care whoever does it, but I just don't want to be around it personally. Yeah. And I wasn't aware of it before time.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go. But my friend was already at my house, and my mom would have been like, oh, why do you want to go? And I don't want to tell her that it's gonna have like smoking and drinking there, because then she wouldn't let me hang out with my friend anymore, even though she doesn't participate in anything and her little brother does.
Okay, doesn't that piss you off when it's like you're trying to do the right thing, mm-hmm. and then you, like, even if, like, but you still can't tell the truth because you'd still get in trouble?
Yeah, and it's like, and I know my friends, and I don't think my mom, it sucks because I don't think my mom would believe me if I say, oh, none of my other friends participate in, like, drinking and smoking, because they are all Muslim too, except one of them who's also Muslim, and she does all that. But that's besides the point. She's still a good person. So I don't want to not be allowed to hang out with them because of something her little brother does. And she really hates, like, when her brother does all that stuff. So I'm like, I know she would be fine. She wouldn't be drunk. She wouldn't be high, and I would be hanging out with her. But then I was, like, contemplating, like, okay, now I have to go. And I told her, I was like, okay, if I get uncomfortable, I'm going to go to someone else's house. I'm going to hang out there because I'm, like, I'm just not comfortable with this sometimes. Like, not sometimes, like, I've never been around it before. And so it was, like, a whole thing, and then I was like, okay, I'll go, and I won't go, and then she ended up leaving, and my mom was like, you can't go because the weather's gonna be bad, and I was like, thank friggin' God. But the issue was, my mom thought I was mad at her for not going, and I was just like, I'm not mad at you, I just know myself, I'm just gonna look at everybody's, like, Snapchat stories, and then be, like, pissed off that I'm not hanging out or doing anything fun on Halloween, And she was like, oh, why don't you just go then? Just go. Just hang out. I'll come pick you up. I'll do that stuff. And I was like, Jesus, how do I tell her? Like, it's just my brain. I know I don't want to be a part. I know I'm going to feel left out, but I don't want to be a part of it.
It's a double-edged sword because if you were going to go there, you would have felt awkward.
Yeah.
And you would have felt like you shouldn't have been there. But then being home, you're going to wish, like, you feel like you're going to feel like you missed out, even though you really didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah, and I would have. I feel like knowing me, I would have just like, I had this cute little thing called anxiety, overthinking. It just loves popping.
You know what
up.
You also have?
What?
A chunk of mascara in your lash. Just a little on the other one.
Where?
I'll show you in the mirror later. I think you got it.
I think, okay. I sometimes mascara on my lashes.
I'll see later.
Thanks.
It's still there, but I'll show it to you later.
All right, thanks.
Are you wearing lashes?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, we just had to get that done.
Yeah.
So continue your Halloween story.
Yes. So, like, it was just like a whole thing. And, you know, people feel pressured.
That was my mascara. I mean, my smoothie.
That was her smoothie, not her. Or anyone. But that was... It's just pressuring. I'm just going to say, don't feel pressured. Even if you're not Muslim and you don't like the idea of smoking and drinking and partying, but you think it's because it's like part of the college life and you need to do all that stuff, just stay true to your beliefs. Don't feel peer pressured. Because honestly, what are you missing out on? People... hanging out, being wasted and high and not barely remembering the next thing the next day or feeling miserable the next day. Like,
throwing up in the bathroom for an hour.
Yeah, like, what's the fun of that? Like, I get some people enjoy all that and...
Good for them,
but if you don't think that's your cup of tea, don't feel peer pressure to do that.
Agreed.
And I swear, I hope I didn't say my name in this
story. Oh my god, you owe 50 cents.
No, I don't think I said
my name. We have a name jar, like a name swear jar.
Yeah, so if anybody says their real name, which I have done probably 10 times already.
And I've done it like once.
Yeah. You've outed me once.
Oh, yeah. But that one, we didn't even post that podcast. That was like our first one.
Yeah. That was our first one. We, like, redid our first one 4 times. But, yeah. So, now we're doing, like, this thing. Like, we have, like, a whole Google Doc we share. And I'm just, like, I was about to say my name again.
Oh, my God. You know what? My Halloween story now.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. So, basically, I was sexy David Dobrik. Now, it was not Tana Mojo sexy. I brought the sexy that I already had.
She just wore leggings.
I wore leggings, a top, and then I had my camera. And I had a black hat, of course, and my Vans, of course. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I went to my friend's dorm, and I had them play. Like, I was literally like, I told my friend, I was like, okay, like, you need to give me an entrance. So she blasted David's Haunted House by Scotty Sire. And I came in. Yeah. Oh my god. But like, I came in and I was like dancing and stuff, and then she took a video and it was so funny, and like all my friends, they loved my costume. So they took pictures of me, and apparently people were like swiping up and like talking to them, be like, haha, or like apparently someone did hard eyes. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, ooh.
She's about to get a rista over here.
Oh my god. Rista basically means like marriage. Yeah. Marriage man. Yeah. My husband. Okay, play a little bit of it. It's a lot of stuff from like David's vlogs that are in there.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened. My two of my friends were clowns. Another one was Clifford. Another one was like a bunny cat thing. And then another one was, like, a vampire. So, the party that we were going to, it was another Muslim girl that one of my friends knew, one of the clowns. And, so we all got dressed, and then it was pouring, because, you know, it's Houston, and it's, like, floods all the time. So, we didn't want to walk there, even though it was, like, a 5-minute walk, 5 to 10 minute walk, because we didn't want to get soaked. So, we waited for someone to come pick us up who was going to be late. So we got to the party around 10, and like, since this was a Muslim girl, the friend that took us told us like it wasn't gonna be like any drinking or any smoking or things like that. And then we got there, and there were like bottles of alcohol, like I think it was like beer or something. Mm-hmm. And then there was like, I saw like a dab pen going around. Mm-hmm. And like, we were just kind of by ourselves. And then, like, since like we came for that girl, we did come very late. Like, she said she wished we came earlier because like there wasn't like so few people, like, there was more. And then, yeah, so that happened. And then we were there for like 20 minutes, took a couple pictures, left. And then when we got back to my friend's dorm, we were asking, we're like, I thought like there wasn't going to be any of that stuff there. And she's like, yeah, apparently like she went downstairs to go pick up her friend. And when she came back up, like she was gone for like 5 minutes and they were already like smoking and drinking and stuff. And then she was like, what the hell? Because she talked to her roommate about it. That like, I don't want alcohol here. I don't want like weed yeah. here or anything.
That's so disrespectful.
Yeah. And then guess what? Like when she came back up, they were like, oh, you're back. Like she literally planned this whole party, you know what I mean? So, like, that was really rude of her roommate. But after, it was pretty fun because we just sat on, like, my friend's bed. And then we ordered a bunch of pizza. You know, like that Domino's deal where it's, like, for $20, you get, like, two medium pizzas, cinnamon twists, garlic bread knots, and a Coke. And it was heaven.
Holy shit, you can feed a whole village with that
stuff. Yeah, but we fed six girls. And it was good. We almost finished it all.
Oh my god. You know, can I say something?
First? Yeah.
I never knew what a dab pen was until like until this year.
Really?
Mm-mm. My friend like had them, but I didn't know what they were called. I just thought they were called like weed pens. What the hell was that?
That's the metro.
Oh, okay. Interesting sound. But
it's actually the train, maybe.
Okay, yeah, because the metro sounds different.
It's, yeah.
Okay, but, anyway. So, like, that just shows you how much, like, and you saying you didn't know what type of alcohol it is, it just shows you that we don't do any of this stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
There goes the metro.
I don't think anybody's counting for that. Yeah. Our audio sucks.
We're planning on getting a mic.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wait, I was gonna say something, but I totally forgot. Yeah, so I was David Dobrik. Yeah. it was fun. I had my camera with me. So, my camera, like, my mom uses it, and I use it, and all these things. Mm-hmm. So, I'm guessing my mom used it, maybe a week ago, and then she left for a trip. So then, like, I went and I just grabbed my camera bag because it usually has everything in it, and I left. And then I look, like, you know, last night to, like, get stuff, and I was like, okay, like, maybe I'll actually take pictures and, like, vlog, and I could have a Halloween vlog and be David Dobrik, you know what I mean? That's like, cute. I thought that would have been cool. And then I look, and the charger isn't in my bag. So I'm guessing my mom must have charged it, and then she forgot to put it back in. That's and not only was the card, like, the charger not in there, the SD card wasn't in there either. So it was literally, like, a useless prop, but, like, I wouldn't be David Dobrik without it.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to go back and I have to find that charger and find that. Oh, I have multiple SD cards.
You want to start vlogging now?
No, I just wanted a Halloween vlog. But, like, I'm planning on going to Montrose and taking pictures.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Can I come?
Yeah, we can go. We'll go, like, the cousins one day.
Yeah.
Like, all of us, you know, yeah. Even my sister.
I'm kind of awkward around your friends. I don't know them that well.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Like, they were trying to include me in pictures. I'm like, I'm not.
No, you should have, though.
I'm not one of their friends.
But that's still fine. Like, you were still there with us.
I'm not a picture person.
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable taking pictures unless I'm, like, with people I know.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we took so many pictures on my phone yesterday that when I airdropped them, we had 223.
Jesus! I only posted, like, four!
Yeah. Did you like it? I haven't checked my likes.
I'll check them. Oh, you got it.
Okay.
Anyway.
So continue while I check my likes.
What a millennial thing. What a Gen Z thing.
Okay, but it, like, what's it called? It boosts my ego.
That's good. I'm happy that does that for you. Anyway. Okay. So, what else should we talk about? Oh. Do you want to talk about cars?
Ooh, I got four comments.
Jesus.
And 39 likes so far. Fuck.
Yay!
That's the first time I've done that. Oh, my God. It's around 14 minutes, so we're going to have to do that.
Guess who owes?
50 cents.
50 cents.
Don't act like you don't have like $1.50 to pay.
Hey, we just started this thing.
I know, but you will surpass me.
Let's see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Does it count every time you said your name? You said your name twice.
No, I didn't.
In that one
shit.
Sentence.
No, I'm not. I am paying 50 cents total.
Okay, but if I say my name twice in something,
it counts for same sentence, not same podcast.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
Anyway, okay, let's move on.
Continuing.
We have a little fight.
Oh, yeah, but like what I wanted to say about this whole thing was that like personally, I'm okay. Like, this sounds bad, but it's like, I would be okay with alcohol and with weed if I made a conscious decision to be there. Like, if I was like, okay, I know this is gonna be there, but I decided to go, I would be okay with that.
I get that.
Or, like, if I just knew about it, I just don't like it when I don't know. You know, because, like, usually when I do know, I try not to go. Like, my friend was trying to get me to go to a frat party, and I was like, yeah, no. You know,
I'm scared of frat parties.
I feel like someone's gonna be all like rapey.
Yeah, have you watched The Hunting Ground?
No.
On Netflix? I don't want to tell you to watch it, but you should watch it. It's all about how there's like a huge like rape culture on college campuses.
Oh, there totally is.
100%. But that thing like scared me to my core.
Yeah,
I watched it in my
class. Why do you think I was
class.
Saying about pepper spray earlier?
Yeah,
like,
we went
made
to
me throw away my pepper spray, and I was literally about to fight because I was like, "You expect me to like walk around this campus without anything?"
Yeah, there was this event that MSNBC was having like the show for Beto O'Rourke, who is one of the
Texas candidates.
Yes, we voted for him.
I'm going to vote.
I voted for him. She hasn't yet. But so he was coming to our campus, and so we both wanted to go see it. And you weren't allowed to carry weapons in the venue. But
like, everyone else got to keep their pepper sprays.
Yeah, but they checked her purse and her pepper spray's on her keys. So they made her throw it away. But then they also said she has to check in her purse. So I'm like, what's the point? Let her keep her pepper spray.
Yeah, but then the guy told me I didn't have to check it in. He was like getting pissed off how they made everyone check in their purses.
Yeah, like,
and he was like, look, you're fine. Look, you're fine, you know?
Yeah, because, like, what's the point if you're already checking purses, making sure there's nothing bad, and let them... Like, what's the point of even letting bags inside the venue?
I am understanding about the checking, and I'm totally okay with that. The part that makes me angry is that, like, pepper spray doesn't count in the open carry thing. I just did
that.
Like, I would have fought with that lady if I had time. I would have been like, can I see it in the rule book where it says no pepper spray? Because I say, like, I see where it says no weapons, but, like, pepper spray is different.
Yeah, of course. Like, I have a pocket knife on my keychain. But you can't tell it's a pocket knife because it's, like, disguised as a key. Like, the knife is hidden inside the key. So, if they looked, they wouldn't have thought... They honestly wouldn't have thought it was a knife. Because, honestly, a lot of... Like, airport security would have not let me go through if they thought that my key was a knife. Which I've been through before. So, like...
That may not be a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Like, it's not really not. But that's my protection, you know?
But, like, I think in an airport, being a hijabi, you should just stick with pepper spray.
You know what?
That's a good idea, and you can't tell me I'm wrong on that.
You're not wrong, because I didn't realize I had the knife until I got to the airport.
Okay.
But I wasn't out throwing my knife.
But, like, here's the thing.
It's basically a
box cutter. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
They would see knife, and you would be on the news with terrorist relations before you can say the word accident.
Yeah.
Like, I used to tell people about that, about color guard when I wore hijab and I would do color guard.
Yeah.
They'd, like, my color guard director would be like, oh, if you're traveling on the airplane, like, you can take your color guard rifle there. Like, you should practice over there. And I look at him and I go, they would tackle me to the ground, put me on the news, say I have terrorist relations in Syria before I can even say the word color guard.
Honestly, yeah. But...
That's
why you need to get out and vote. So shit like this doesn't happen. So people don't have like this mentality.
Society.
Jesus.
Fuck Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
I hate that. Oh, I wanted to play that while I was exiting the polling booth.
Oh my god.
But they probably would have gotten mad.
No, that would have been so
There was
funny.
A Republican judge who was standing outside my voting poll area handing out flyers for people to vote for her. And
I would have gone up to her. I would have been like... Okay.
She handed it to me. She was like, Assalamu alaikum, and she handed it to me and my mom. And then I was just like, I wanted to look at it. My mom's like, no. She put it in her purse. She's like, we're not looking at it. We're not She saw that it said Republican on her thing, like, yeah, I'm voting for her.
You know what? You know what I would have been like? I would have been like, oh, okay, can you please explain to me, like, how me voting for you, like...
And she was going to be a judge.
Is gonna, yeah. So,
a Republican judge. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't... I know we're all not Republicans or racist and all this shit, but, like, it's, like, it's hard. It's hard to...
The mentality is very against Muslims in particular.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we were talking about we're not going to get political.
Okay, no, if we're going political, we're going full on. Jesus. Trump wanting to put an executive order on the 14th Amendment, I wouldn't be a citizen. Neither would you. But I was born here. My family pays taxes. I helped the country move forward. And you tell me that, like, he wants to remove birthright citizenship?
But the thing is, my parents were American citizens when they gave birth to me.
Oh, never mind. My parents weren't.
Okay, yeah, they were.
But, like, my dad was literally contributing to society.
No, so like, my dad was a student, and, like, he was here first on a student visa and work visa, and then he got his citizenship, and then, well, he got his citizenship, and then I think my mom got her citizenship after I was born.
Okay.
So I don't know how that would work.
No, neither of my parents were. They got both of them. Only my dad was a citizen when I was 8. Well, obviously, if he revokes it now, like, I would still be a citizen. But, like, the next person that would have been me would not. But, like, that doesn't make sense because my dad worked hard to come to America and he contributed to society.
He got a doctor.
Yeah, homeboy is contributing more than other people.
He's contributing more than the president.
We're paying taxes and stuff, yeah. And you're telling me that, like, my dad, everyone knew he was coming here to start a life. Why else would he get a work visa?
Honestly.
And then you're telling me that, like, if he chooses to be, like, to have kids and start a family, which was the goal, they're not going to get citizenship? Which, Trump's hotels and stuff, they are known for holding those, like, people that come here just to give birth.
By the way, the 14th Amendment is the only reason his kids are also citizens.
Because
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, both of his wives were immigrants. I think he had 2 or 3 wives.
His wife still with him, dude?
Melania.
Because,
like, I don't know. She's very controversial herself. Anyways, also, I want to say one more thing. I agree with the point where some people come in, they give birth to a kid. They come in just to give birth to the kid. Like, they come in heavily pregnant with the intention of just giving birth and then, like, leaving or, like, leaving the kid. Or, like, it doesn't, like, that doesn't bode well with me. Like, there's a difference between, like, coming here with the intention to start a life and start a thing or coming here just to give birth so your kid can be a citizen.
Yeah, but then, like,
that's not right.
I understand. I understand.
You can't stop that. It's hard. You can't stop. I understand that's probably what he wants to stop, but he literally, there's no way he could stop that.
But then, like, why doesn't he stop it as at his personal business area? Because that's where it happens.
And by the way, he can't do that legally because of the Constitution.
Right.
He cannot put out an executive order. There's no way he could just sign a signature. And it's literally, people who've read law and Constitution, even Fox News, I believe, said that, correct me if I'm wrong, Fox News said that, like,
he just likes making me angry. He likes to personally make me angry.
He likes drama. That's what our president likes. He loves the tea.
Did you see my caption?
Yeah, I saw it. It was really cute. Sorry, I'm eating a grape.
And I'm drinking a smoothie.
If I'm chewing, you need to talk. Anyway.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say. I'm tired. I was up late.
I know. And then, like, eating Domino's.
Yeah, but that, oh my god, it smacked so hard. Like, I ate so much, but I was so happy. And, oh my god, I loved it.
Okay, we get it. Do you want to talk about, we were going to talk about car stories next.
First arrest, but I've never been arrested.
She's never heard the story about how I got pulled over.
Yes.
And, like, my whole drama with that. That's a whole story I want to tell you. And we want to wait for the podcast.
For our raw reaction.
And our 5 listeners. You're getting a treat over here.
Yep.
So, you look so dead.
I am dead. I had a 9 a.m. I don't do 9 a.m.
Oh my god, you're so cute. Anyway.
I think I live here. I can't wake up early.
I know. Anyway, so, I was staying at my cousin's house. Not her. Not you, obviously. I was staying at my cousin's house while both my parents were out of town. Because my mom was in Pakistan and my dad was out for work. And so I was staying at her house because I didn't want to be home alone. And then in the morning, I left because they both went to work and all that stuff. So I was just like, okay, I'll, like, leave. Bye, in the morning. So I left. I packed my car with all my clothes and stuff. And I had, like, I was in my pajamas. I wasn't even wearing, like, a proper hijab. Like, I just had a hoodie on my head. That was it. And I was just driving, listening to my podcast. Not this podcast, obviously, because... Anyway, I was just listening to a random podcast. And then I was driving. I was following the flow of traffic. And I noticed a cop behind me.
When you say following the flow of traffic, how fast were you going?
I honestly don't know because I wasn't checking my speedometer. I was just following traffic.
Damn.
And so then I saw a cop behind me, and then I had to slow down anyways to change lanes because I was about to exit. And then the cop changed lanes with me, and I'm just like, okay, but he can't pull me over. I'm not doing anything wrong. And then I started to take my exit, and then he turns on his lights. And I'm like, it's not for me. How can that be for me? Like, what did I do? Like, I didn't do anything wrong. And so then I pull to the side because he probably just wants to pass me. There's like an emergency or something. And he pulls up right behind me. And I'm just like, no. Shit. I'm just like, shit.
I'm getting more flashbacks.
So I was just like, okay. And so he comes to my window and I roll it down and I look at him. He's like, he asked for my license and everything. And I'm like, I'm trying to remain calm because I'm not a wimp. I'm not gonna cry. I'm not being a little like a bitch over here. Mm-hmm. Like, no. And I'm like, what seems to be the problem? And I'm looking for my license, which is at the bottom of this giant H&M bag, which is full of clothes. So I'm just like emptying clothes onto my car floor. And I'm just trying to like remain calm. And he's like, excuse me? And I was like, What's wrong? And he's like, finally get my wallet out. And he was like, you were driving 84 in a 65.
Oh my god! You're editing this. I'm not editing
it. No, yeah, you're the one messed up.
But you've messed up so many times, and I've edited it, and you do it better than me.
Oh, it's fine. Jesus,
so that's twice.
Oh my anyway. God.
Today's not my day. We can't. You do this to me on purpose. You do it when I'm sleepy.
Okay, anyway, let's continue. And he's like, and I was like, and my first thing to him was like, oh my god, really? I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I'm such an idiot. And he's like, that's okay. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
He's like, I'm still gonna ticket you, but it's okay.
I'm just like, I didn't mean to. And he's like, it's fine.
Is this the point where you started crying?
No, as soon as I hand him my license, I just start bawling. I'm just like crying and crying and crying, and I'm shaking and my hands are shaking like a full-on panic attack. And he's like, oh my god, what's wrong? And I'm just like, he's like, what's wrong? Are you okay? I'm like, I've never been pulled over before. I don't know what to do.
Oh my god.
And he's like, I'm like, what the heck? He's like, you're okay, don't worry. He's like, talk to me like I'm 4 years old now.
Oh my god.
He's like, how long have you had your license? I'm just like, and let's put this in perspective. I have no makeup on. I'm wearing a freaking hoodie. I'm in pajamas. I'm just a mess. And so
it's early in the morning.
It's like 9 a.m. And he's like, how long have you had your license? I'm just like, oh, a little over a year. And he's like, that you've never been pulled over. That's so good. I'm like, thank you. Still bawling. And then he's like. Can I see your insurance? I was like, okay. And I'm trying to find my insurance. I can't. And my insurance is in my phone. And I know it's in my phone. But I forgot in that moment.
I did the same thing.
And, like, the new insurance, I don't believe has updated onto the car yet. He's like, it's okay. I can run your plate. Roll up your window. Take a deep breath. And I'm a little calm at this point while looking for my insurance. And then he goes to run my plate. And I just start bawling again, alone in the car. And then he knocks on the window. And I'm, like, wiping my tears. And I'm still, like, shaking. And he's like, so, I ran your plate. And your insurance is expired. And it's the old insurance. And I'm just like, oh, my God, really? And he's like, I really should give you a ticket for this. And for speeding.
You didn't he's
like,
take it?
He's like, listen, I want to emphasize that it's really not good that you don't have insurance. Like, I honestly should be giving you a ticket, but I don't want to do this to you right now. He's like, I just don't want to do that to you. So I'm going to give you a warning for speeding. And do your parents handle your insurance? I'm like, yes, like, talk to them. I was like, okay. And he's like, are you okay to drive? And I'm just like, yeah.
I'm like, it'll just take me a couple minutes, but I'll be fine.
And I was like, yeah. He's like, okay, drive safe. Have a good day. I was just like, okay, thank you. I just drive off. I think he thought if he would give me a ticket, I'd like combust into flames.
You probably would have.
I probably would have. And so I'm just like, holy shit. And then I call my dad. I'm like, Dad? And I just like, and I was supposed to meet my friend for lunch like 3 hours after that. So, like, I meet her, and I tell her this whole story, and she's like, oh my God, you're such an idiot. I was like, I know. Yeah. And she's like, and I was telling my other friends, they're like, yeah, I was speeding too, my first ticket, I was crying, I was with my mom, and they still gave me a ticket. Because they're supposed to give you a warning for your first ticket, for your first, like, offense, but, like, I've talked to a lot of my friends, and they got a ticket their first time.
That's me.
And so I was like, ugh. I was like, I just think I had, like, a full-on panic attack that if, like, his body cam recorded that, he would be, like, he would get sued for, like, causing, like, distress. So, like, I don't think he didn't want me to have, like, a mental breakdown in front of him.
Yeah.
So, I told my dad, I was like, sir, we need to fix the insurance. So, you have the insurance on your phone. I was like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. So then, but anyways, and so then my mom was coming to town literally the next day.
Oh my God.
I was like, do I tell my mom? I was telling my dad. He's like, no. Wait till your brother comes into town on the weekend.
Oh my God.
And we'll tell them together and make fun of you as a family. And I was like, wow. And so I told them, and then I told some of my other cousins, and I thought I told you.
No, you didn't.
It's been a while. It was like, you know how long ago my mom was in Pakistan?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's been a while. And
when my mom was in Pakistan.
And I didn't want to, like, announce it to anyone. I wanted to, like, I love telling the story because it's so funny how much of, like, a wimp I was. And so, like, I told the story to, like, a few of my friends at a time. And they also have, like, the hilarious reactions to it. And so it's just, like, my favorite story to tell from now on. Like,
oh, my God. So my ticket, I definitely deserved it. And it was not funny at all.
Yeah.
So, basically, backstory.
Yeah.
So, the way my career, because I had, like, my high school, and then I drove to a career school for the first, like, 3 periods of the day, and then I would drive to my high school. So, I had my mom's car. If not, I would have to wake up, like, super early and take the bus. But the thing is that, like, this career school was so strict that, like, usually the way it works is if you get 3 tardies in 6 weeks, mm-hmm. then you get a detention. That one was if you get 4 tardies in an entire semester, mm-hmm. you get a detention, and then it just increases the hours,
yeah.
like, from 2 to 4, 4 to 6, per detention after the 4.
Jesus.
But the thing is, like, the traffic, it was right near, like, a super, like, major highway, so the traffic was always so bad. And for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea. Like, senior year, school-wise, was the hardest year
mm-hmm.
ever. Like, I took so many AP classes. I was going to this career school. Like, I was in plus color guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I was barely sleeping, which is very important to remember. And when I barely sleep, I make very bad decisions. And I remember I already had 1 tardy, so I already had a detention, and I didn't have time for a 4-hour detention.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have time for it. So, because, like, this was very, like, I was busy almost every day of the week.
Yeah.
And every day I wasn't busy, like, I was trying to sleep, you know? And, so basically, every day I would drive to school, you know, and I would pass by this cop. And it was a school zone, because I would be passing by my high school to get to the career school.
Yeah.
So, every day I would pass this cop, and I'd be like, oh, thank God I'm not speeding in front of him, haha. And then one day, like, for some reason, this is so bad, I never thought, okay, so you know how, like, for me, whenever it's a 35, I drive 40.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I always thought, oh, even though it's a school zone, I'll only drive, like, 40 at the most.
Yeah.
But it didn't connect in my head.
That is 20 miles.
No, it got, and I knew that, but I didn't think it would be that bad. I'd be like, oh, haha, whatever, school zone, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, I just pretend, like, I wasn't following the school zone. And then, so, like, it was like there was a stoplight, and then I had to turn the corner, and that was, like, a long road. So I turned the corner, and I, like, gunned it until 35.
Yeah.
And the police, like, literally saw me gun it. And then I slammed on the brakes, and it was this whole thing. So I sat down, and I was shaking, and there was the police behind me. And he was like, license and registration, please. And, like, I was, like, so frazzled. I was barely talking, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I handed him my license, and my dad had given me, like, the State Farm app on my phone. Mm-hmm. But I had, like, reset my phone or something, So it was logged out. And I was, like, and I was freaking out because I didn't have my insurance. And he's, like, okay, like, can you call your parents and get a picture? So I called my mom, and I was, like, Mom, I need the insurance. And my mom goes, why? Like, she starts freaking out. I was, like, Mom, just do it. And she's, like, tell me why. And I was, like, just do it. Like, just give me the insurance. And then she's, like, did you get into an accident, this and that? And I was, like, I did not get into an accident. I got pulled over. So please hang up and give, like, I was being so mean.
Jesus.
I was being so mean, but, like, what the heck, see? Because, like, I was very frazzled. Like, I was so mean. But my mom was, like, cracking up.
Oh,
like, her and my brother were, like, making fun of me. And I was like, oh, my God. So, like, this happens. And he doesn't even end up taking the insurance because I think when he scanned it, it pulled it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I got my ticket and everything. Mm-hmm. And then he was giving it to me. And he looks at me and he's like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 17. And then he goes, is this your first time? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And then he goes, okay, so I'm going to reduce the ticket by 10 miles per hour. But I know you've learned your lesson, so never do this again because you could seriously, like, hurt someone.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, you're right. I'm sorry. And then I got my ticket. And then all of a sudden, like, I start, like, bawling on the way to class. Like, literally, like, sobbing so hard. And I call my mom.
Jesus.
And I'm, like, literally, she can't hear me. And she's just on the phone, like, low-key laughing as I'm just crying audibly.
What a great
and
mom.
I missed the entire first period because I was in the parking lot sobbing. And I couldn't get it together.
And you got your tardy, right?
And then I didn't get a tardy. I got an absence. So mm-hmm. I saved myself from the detention.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So then basically that happened. And, like, literally when I walked into class, my eyes were red and puffy. And everyone was like, what's going on? And I was like, yeah, I got pulled over this morning.
Lord. Okay.
I had to pay, like, a $300 fine, but then I got, like, defensive driving, so it was only $100.
All right, so I'm going to be late to class, and we're going to go.
So this has been Stressed Out.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.